Good evening. This is Shabushachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The GST Council has unanimously approved rate cuts on scores of items of daily use, making most goods and services cheaper. Briefing media after the 56th GST Council meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. The GST rate on individual life and health insurance policies have been cut down to nil from 18%. The move will make health insurance policy affordable for the common man and increase the insurance coverage in the country. The GST on 36 life-saving drugs, including cancer and rare diseases treatment, has been reduced to 0%. Besides, the GST rate on medical items of regular use, including thermometer and glucometer, has been reduced from 12% to 5% tax bracket. The GST exemption on health insurance and rate cut on the life-saving drugs is a decisive step in making Swasth Bharat Samruddh Bharat. Indian Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said that the budget allocation for the northeastern region has increased by an astonishing 153% since the year 2014-15. He said since then over 141.45 lakh crore rupees has been invested in the region alone for infrastructure under the PM Gati Shakti scheme. The Union Minister said this while speaking at the inaugural session of the Northeast Region Ministers Conference on Civil Aviation, come third Northeast Aviation Summit in Itanagar today. Mr. Kinjarapu said the Northeast Aviation Summit has developed a platform to discuss infrastructure advancement, policy initiatives and collaborative opportunities to strengthen connectivity in the region. The Union Minister informed that the government is going to have a modified Uran scheme extended for 10 more years, which is a great assurance for the civil aviation ecosystem, especially for the states and the smaller airline operators.
The synergy that we are all witnessing here today reinforces the idea of Northeast as India's Astalakshmi, the eight jewels of prosperity as envisioned by our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji. Under his visionary leadership, Northeastern region has transformed from a land once seen as an isolated part of the country to one which has become the brightest spots of the country and one which is shining as a hub for opportunity and also growth. With the NDA government's clarion call, Act East, Act Fast, Act First, the budget allocation for the Northeast has increased by an astounding 153% since the year 2014-15.
Indian Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Purnaik at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. The meeting focused on strengthening and expanding aviation facilities in the state to meet its growing needs. The Governor conveyed his deep gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for gifting the state with the Donipolo Airport, which has significantly improved connectivity and opened new opportunities for growth. The Governor suggested that the Union Minister consider introducing more airline services and increasing flight frequency, which would be greatly beneficial to the people of Arunachal Pradesh and visitors alike. Meanwhile, the Union Minister has assured his commitment to strengthening Arunachal's connectivity in order to realize the state's full potential in tourism, trade and agriculture through improved aviation infrastructure. Arunachal Deputy Chief Minister Chonamin attended the 56th meeting of the GST Council held in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the sidelines of the meeting, Main expressed satisfaction over the outcomes of the meeting. He emphasized that the decisions taken under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reflect the government's strong commitment to ease of living for citizens, ease of doing business for enterprises and long-term growth for the economy. He added that Arunachal Pradesh will continue to play a proactive role in ensuring that these benefits reach every section of society. Commanding Officer 1900 Field Regiment Colonel Arun Kumar MS has lauded senior volunteers of the Lohit Youth Library Network for taking the joy of reading to readers not just in Lohit region but outside to other states too through activities. The commanding officer was attending the 18th annual day celebrations of the Lohit Youth Library Network at the Bambusa Library, Teju, yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.